This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report brought to you by Purple Wave, the trusted no-reserve equipment auction marketplace. For more information, see purplewave.com. I'm Roger McOwen. Conservation characteristics of farm or ranch land or associated scenic views can be preserved by putting a permanent restriction on the use of the land and donating it to a qualified charity such as a land trust. But numerous tax rules must be precisely complied with to get a charitable deduction. Recently, the tax court invalidated an IRS regulation involving the allocation of condemnation proceeds if the easement is terminated by government action, and in another case, disallowed a $21 million deduction because the donor failed to provide a qualified appraisal of the donated property. Carefully follow the rules when donating a permanent conservation easement. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen.
This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Betty, last week's February dairy supply and utilization report pulled back the curtain on the dairy market.
Butter jumped out. We knew that butter exports were down in February, and we've been hearing reports of robust demand stateside, kind of as part of the narrative of, well, maybe here is why butter prices are pushing $3 per pound. But when we look at the supply and utilization data from February, domestic usage was down almost 5%, and the total category disappearance was down 6.3%. So that was really surprising. So just as an economist, as I think about all the fundamentals for butter, there really isn't anything that's saying like, yep, demand is rip-roaring and supply is super tight. So that kind of stuck out. And then cheese, we expected that American cheese domestically, not as much was consumed, and that was certainly confirmed. That was down 7% on a year-over-year.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this summer? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have a tree and post puller that will handle trees up to 3 inches in diameter. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-548-7167 or visit westtexasattachments.com to get the skid steer attachments to make your job easier.
American Cattle News. How did the markets wrap up last week? We'll check in with Virginia McGathy next.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
How did the cattle markets close the week last week? Virginia McGathy with McGathy Commodities from the CME Group in Chicago.
Cattle was firm. There is cash gains some stability now and offered a little bit of support to the futures. But the trade action was largely sideways, and it seems to be building, though, some support, kind of consolidating right here in this area. The futures were up 37 cents. We got up to 175.70. That was basically our close. And the CVOL for the live cattle market is at 15.7%. Futures, or the feeders, excuse me, was mixed. The uncertainty around that cattle on feed report, I think, has some of the traders wringing their hands a little bit. So we had a narrow range. We kind of traded both sides of unchanged, with the August closing 87 cents lower at 253.42 and the May close at 242. So both of those contracts are kind of trading with the same amount of volume at this point right now. CVL is at 15.4%. Now, the hogs did rally today. That pork demand does remain strong, and increased the slaughter pace has the packers buying a lot more aggressively. And that gives traders confidence to step in and buy this market, certainly at the end of this week. We closed on the high as well. I think that's a strong showing here. We were up $2.27. We closed at 104.975. I think that's a pretty solid close for that lean hog market. CVOL is at 23% for the lean hogs. And all in all, it seems like the livestock as a whole ended the week on a very positive note.
Virginia McGathy, McGathy Commodities in Chicago. I'm Tony St. James, American Cattle News.